And now, the feature presentation of the Cracker Perspective Movie Post-Apocalyptica.
It's been 7 months since the Earth shook and the planet burned and the clouds turned from blue to green. For months now, the sky has been turned black and the animals are few and far between. It seems that the only survivors of whatever happened to the Earth is my good friend, Dave Crackerberry, and myself, and my dad, Gus Blackburn Sr., and my dog, Bozo. Somehow we all lived, man. But most of the buildings and homes have been knocked to the foundation or incinerated. I hate to admit that the History Channel was right, but Justin Bieber was the pale horse of the apocalypse. Damn it. Our goal now is to find a way to reach out and see if we are indeed the last people on Earth. We've headed into the downtown area of our hometown of Spokane, Washington, but has been turned to mostly ash and is covered with zombie mutants. Serious. Now, some of the buildings still stand, but very few have anything of value. On this day, we found ourselves in a hardware store, and our story begins.
Yeah. Oh, man, jackpot. Look at all this stuff.
I told
Shovels,
you, man.
A generator.
Yeah.
Lawnmowers.
Lawnmowers? Who gives a crap about lawnmowers,
what?
You dummy? You think I'm going to be mowing the lawn anymore now that the sky has turned black and all the people are dead?
Why not?
Why not, man? Yeah. We only mow the lawn so our neighbors think we're normal. Now that we don't have any neighbors, what's the point?
I don't know. Try and give yourself a sense of regularity, man, you
what?
Know? Make a new kind of normal. But
what?
Base it on the old, comfortable kind of normal, you know?
No.
Okay.
To feel normal? Man, the sky is black. The water burns like acid in your mouth.
Yep.
And all the creatures on Earth are zombie mutants, man.
Right.
And I'm stuck here with you. No ladies, just you.
Right.
And my dad and a dog. What kind of normal can I even make of that, man?
I said give you a sense of normality.
Whatever, man.
You know,
whatever.
Life is what you make it there, jackass.
All right.
I'm not going to make this a hell, even if it closely resembles one. In fact, it looks worse than the hell I pictured in school, but hey.
Yeah.
Well, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade, right?
Yeah, well, life is shit. What are you saying? I should make a shit salad?
Yeah, something like that.
Wait. Hey, man, look.
That vending machine,
man.
Yeah.
It's full, man, the vending machine.
I call those 7 Snickers bars.
Now,
and those Doritos, both ranch and nacho flavor.
Calm down, man. We can share fine. I might want a Snickers bar.
Yeah, you might want a Snickers bar.
Yeah,
you'll eat them all. You're a punk.
What?
You eat everything.
No, I don't.
Every time I turn around, you eat all our food and blame it on a dog.
That is a dog, man. Your dog is a pig, and he's framing me.
My dog is framing you?
That's what I said. He'll eat all the food, then he'll come drag the wrappers onto my bed while I'm sleeping and drip little crumbs on me.
Okay.
And then he goes and wakes you up to show you. He's like Lassie or something, but he's a jackass. A jackass Russell Terrier, that's what he is.
Yeah, we'll blame the dog. That makes sense to me.
Absolutely, man. Now let's break the glass on this thing and get the hell out of here.
No, hold on.
What?
We don't need to go around breaking everything.
Why not? It's not like anybody will care. It's not like everyone's stuck in line at the Arby's roast beef sale or something.
I know.
All the humans are dead, man.
I know.
Lighten up.
It's disrespectful to yourself.
What?
Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Not really. I just want to put those Skittles into my food hole and start the dookie-making process, man.
All right. Well, if having respect for yourself or me isn't enough, how about we don't want to bring the mutants down by making a bunch of loud noise?
All right. Yeah, I guess. They are pretty nosy with them noises, man. But all the more reason to bust it quick and get the hell out here.
No, hold on. Hold on, Michael Douglas.
What?
I can open it. I know how to open these things. Watch.
All right, let's see you.
See?
All right, well,
tired of you breaking everything. Remember when this first went down?
Yeah.
You shot holes in the whole damn city.
Hell yeah.
And in our house. And in everything.
I didn't mean to do the house thing.
Well, you did.
It helps me. It helps me with the reality that everyone I know and loved is dead, and I'm stuck trying to rebuild humanity with a 300-pound, middle-aged, guitar-playing dude.
Listen,
and my dad. And a dog.
I'm on the same boat you are.
I know.
And you don't see me shooting at everything in sight.
I know, but I get my anger out differently than you do.
Wait.
What?
Did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
I'm getting it. Let's go. Did you want to grab a lawnmower while we're here? Maybe a pink flamingo?
I'll come back later. You're a jackass. There's lots of useful things inside a lawnmower.
Oh, man, get down. Crush, there's a band of them sitting in the window, man. They looked in here.
Oh,
man.
You kind of shoved me
down. Man. Whoa.
Oh, damn. It's looking in the window right now.
Keep it quiet.
Aren't you glad we didn't break the glass now?
I don't know. Maybe it would have showed we had some balls.
I don't want them to know I have anything or that I even exist.
Hearts beating.
We're fortunate that they haven't stumbled across our hideout already.
We are, man, but come on, we're armed to the teeth. Let's make these half-skeleton-looking zombies regret their demonic resurrection and liberate their souls. We can do this.
Now listen, that sounds pretty righteous and but if you remember the last time we shot at these bastards, they barely even noticed.
That's true.
I don't think they can die.
They're just zombies, man.
They're not real zombies. They're smarter than zombies.
Whatever.
And they're faster than zombies.
That's true.
They're aware. They're just angry and mean.
That's
true. They're, like, looking for us. They're not stupid. And they're fast.
They obviously don't see that good, though.
Whatever. They are way better hunters than you, that's for sure.
Oh, come on. I can hunt. I just caught that badger, remember?
No, that was not a badger. That was a squirrel.
Well, whatever.
And it was dead long before you stumbled across it.
Yeah, but it was tasty, though, remember?
Yeah, it was better than eating a paper bag or a chair leg again, I guess.
Ah, come on. I can hunt, man. Let me bust a cap in a couple
no.
of these mutants.
We know it doesn't really hurt them. You'll just bring more of them. And then we'll be mutant chow, you dumbass.
Damn it. I hate being neighbors with flesh eaters.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. What about this whole event made these things go bat crazy like that, eating people's flesh?
How would I know? I don't know what made any of this happen.
Right.
All I know is that those things used to be people.
Right.
And then something happened really quick to their DNA. And now they're freaky, inside-out looking monsters that want to eat my ass.
And they're mean. Can you tell if they're gone?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
They're not at the window anymore.
All right, good.
I'm going to peek out the front door.
Be careful, man. Be careful.
I'm going to get that down. Oh, damn.
I don't think those bells are good, man.
It's kind of loud.
Yeah.
I don't see them. I think they moved on.
Excellent. All right. Well, we got quite
damn
a
bells.
Feast here, man. Let's get the hell out of here.
Our days were spent scavenging the city and gathering supplies to help us learn about the outside world and to stay alive. So far, we'd yet to come across a working vehicle besides our two-seat bicycle. That was our main means of getting around quickly, but most of the time we walked. It's not like we were really in a hurry. Our home base was the top floor of the Spokane Clock Tower in Riverfront Park, in the heart of downtown, or what used to be downtown. It somehow survived the apocalypse, unlike all the other tall structures and short structures. It stood protected by hills and was a good vantage point for defense. It had become our home. But when we returned from our hardware store excavation, we found my dad armed and tense.
Bars. And Cheetos,
and Twinkies.
All sorts of
things. Where's Richard Hamsovers?
Put the gun down. It's us, Mr. Blackbird.
It's us. Put it down. Put the gun down. Put it down.
No.
Right now, it's us.
There's two mutant zombies coming up the stairs right now.
No.
A fat one and a skinny one.
That's us, Dad.
Hey, I'm not fat.
Give me the gun.
Oh, hey.
Even if we were zombie mutants, these guns won't hurt a man. It just makes them mad.
Yeah.
Well, I feel better holding my Smith & Wesson than I do my own Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, whatever.
I guess
fine.
That makes sense.
Well, quit shooting at us. We brought you a bunch of food. We found a ton of stuff, man, and some supplies in the hardware store that kind of survived. It's all junk food. It's delicious.
Yeah, we come bearing gifts. Don't kill us.
No, thank you. I'll stick with my beans and ketchup.
Oh, goody.
Did you find any more ketchup?
Oh, man, no. Are you sure you don't want something different from beans?
Yeah,
it's a small space up here that the three of us, four of us with this damn stinky dog are living in, and the beans every night.
I love beans.
I mean, it's less than hospitable.
Oh.
I mean, it's almost too hard to even, like, breathe, man. It smells bad right now as I'm thinking about it. It smells like fart.
It always smells like fart in here.
Well, you should know, man. A third of the time, it's you.
Yeah.
And then a third of the time, it's my stinky dad.
Yeah,
and then the other third of the time, it's that stinky dog.
That's because you're one of those girly dudes that doesn't fart.
No, man, I fart.
That's right.
No, you don't.
I just do it outside.
No, you don't. You're ashamed of your own body's efficiency measures.
Whatever, man. So no ketchup, Dad.
Right.
Sorry.
That's all right. I still got three bottles of ketchup.
Yeah,
right.
You do.
So tonight I'll have canned beans and ketchup.
That's right.
That's
so I'll have
stuff.
Some Funyuns with the side of your stinky fart.
That's
you and that dog.
Fartitos. Hey, where the hell is that dog anyway? Where's Bozo at?
Where is
I sent him out to get some more water.
What?
Oh.
You sent my dog Bozo out there
Dad.
To get water?
Yep.
It's a dog.
He's a smart dog.
Come
He's
on,
a
Dad.
Buddy.
Remember,
He's
we don't go
buddy.
Out there alone. None of us,
That's
including
right.
Bozo. None of us go out there alone.
I gotta go find him now.
That wasn't very cool of you, Dad.
What do you mean? Where do you think we keep getting the bottled water from?
I thought you found it somewhere.
Yeah. Nope. The dog did.
Whatever, Dad. That's a bad dad.
What?
It's a bad dad.
Oh,
nope. All right, man. I'll help you go look for the little dog.
Man, thanks.
Well, the crickets are still alive. A lot of bugs made it through this apocalypse.
Yeah, but they're zombie mutant crickets.
True enough.
Yeah.
Man, I want to call out Bozo's name, but it's getting dark. And
yeah.
I hate when you can't see those mutant guys, and they pop out of nowhere, and then you shit your pants,
yeah.
And then they jump all over you. There's got to be a way to kill these buggers.
I think they're light sensitive. In fact, what? I'm pretty sure they're light sensitive.
You mean like vampires, man?
Yeah, I guess so.
So we're dealing with mutant zombie vampires?
Yeah.
Damn, these are complicated beasts.
Yeah, something like that.
Where the hell are we going, anyway?
Well, if I know Bozo, he's probably near the pavilion.
Right. Man, I gotta ask you a question.
Right.
You think my dad is going crazy? You know, Alzheimer's and whatnot?
I think you're both crazy.
Right. Well, no, I don't mean that.
You're talking about my dog bringing back the water and whatnot?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been a pretty traumatic experience.
Yeah.
You think he might be losing his mind or something?
I don't know. Bozo is a pretty brilliant little dog.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, there he is right there. There's Bozo.
There's a puppy. Come
Bozo.
Here, buddy. Come here, Bozo.
Come here, guys.
What's he got in his mouth there?
I don't know. It looks like a box. It's twice the size of a...
Yeah.
It's a case of water bottles.
It's water.
Good
boy,
Bozo. Good buddy.
Cool.
I guess your dad isn't nuts.
That's great
news.
At least
not in this particular aspect of his life.
Hey, Bozo, you're a good little quadruped, aren't you?
Now
yes,
listen
you
here,
are.
Bozo.
Yes, you are.
I'm glad you found water. Very glad.
Good
but I don't want you running around out there by yourself again, okay?
Serious.
You hear me? Worried about you.
Me too, man.
Yes, you did.
You know, I know it's dark all the time, but it's getting extra dark, so it must be night.
Yeah.
But I'm going to... Oh, get down. Get down.
Where is it?
Mutant zombie vampires.
Oh, God.
It's those big, giant ones that look like bears.
Damn it, I hate those guys.
Shh, Bozo, quiet.
It's okay, little buddy. It's okay.
Oh, they're getting closer. There's two of them. We need bigger guns.
You know what we need, I think? Our flashlights.
Man, I don't know if this is a time to be experimenting. We should just blast them.
We know that doesn't work, you dumbass.
All right, I got my flashlight. Where's yours?
That's my flashlight. I lent it to you last night. I told you to put batteries in it.
Right. Oh, I didn't do that. These ones are old.
Doesn't work.
Yeah,
but Bozo, where's that
dog going?
Bozo,
come back here. It's chickening out.
No.
Look at him run, man.
Go, buddy,
wish
go.
I could run that fast.
Well, at least he got away.
What the hell are those things doing now, man?
I think they're doing the nasty.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
Oh, man, my... Oh.
Wait, shh. They heard something.
Oh, damn, I think it's us.
Oh,
no. We can shoot him a few times and make a run for it.
No, just follow us. It doesn't hurt them. They'll follow us back to our hideout.
You think we could lose them downtown?
Not on foot.
Oh,
there's too many of them out tonight. We'll just attract more.
Here they come. I'm shooting them. My name's Bozo.
And
my dad.
I don't know. Those big bear dudes are going after
them
now.
Dad, look out. The mutants are coming.
Hey, he's got a flashlight.
Oh, man, look. The beasts are afraid of the light.
Yeah.
You were right, man. They're running.
They're actually physically harmed by the light.
All
right,
Dad.
Where's
Mother
Dog?
Come on.
You saved us, guys.
Good job, Dad. You saved us.
Huh? I saved who now?
Us. You saved me and this guy.
Where I gotta go?
Well, good job, Bozo. Good boy.
Well, that's a high-powered flashlight you got there, Dad.
Yeah.
How'd you know to bring something and to flash it in the face of the mutants like that?
Bozo told me to bring a big flashlight.
All right.
Good boy.
Good boy, Bozo. Good boy.
He also told me you think I'm going crazy. He overheard you talking, and I'm not crazy.
All right, that's obvious.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You should be. I hate how you young people are always quick to judge an older man for their sanity. My brain is working better today than it was when I was your age. But I wasn't a soggy bottom sorry ass like you.
All right, well, thanks for saving my soggy bottom sorry ass, Dad.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, thanks. I guess we've learned a valuable lesson today. I almost feel silly that we didn't try flashlights before. But now, they're our best weapon.
Yeah, plus I found out my dad's Dr. Doolittle or like the dog whisperer or something with Bozo. That's kind of cool.
Or nuts.
With our newfound knowledge that light could help defend us from mutant attacks, we were given a new confidence to venture out of the city. But we still had to find a vehicle. There was still a spot in Spokane where we had not explored. We'd upgraded our defenses with high-powered lights we found from the hardware store and stocked up on batteries. And we headed towards a cluster of car dealerships that we remembered and we thought might have survived the storm of all storms. But when we arrived, we were disappointed to find things weren't what we remembered.
Man,
this sucks. I hate it when it rains now.
Yeah, I know.
It's like black sludge coming down.
It's like oily.
This is a long bike ride, man. I did not enjoy this.
Yeah, it looks like all of the car lots were melted, turned to ash, or just screwed up. Look at that one.
Yeah, I know.
It's
looks like
a big dookie.
Yeah, a big poop.
Yeah.
None of the buildings. Well,
that
building's
still standing
yeah. over there, man.
Where is that one?
You know, if I remember correctly, that's JK's ice cream shop.
JK.
Ice cream shop. Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah, look, there's the mall. That's where the mall used to be.
Yeah. Oh,
let's go
see
if there's any food in there, man.
Hey, Angus, look. Right. Blackbird sitting on top of the roof of the ice cream shop.
That's the first bird we've seen in months. Do you think it's a zombie mutant bird?
Doesn't look like it.
Aren't birds usually like a sign or something?
Yeah.
What does that mean, a blackbird sitting on top of the place we're going?
I have no idea. But it's got to be the universe trying to tell us something.
Probably.
Wait. Is that a zombie mutant blackbird?
I don't know. I can't tell, man. It's not trying to peck our eyes out, so let's just get inside.
Yeah, let's get in. This doesn't look like a very sturdy building.
No. The door won't budge. I'm going to have to break this glass. I don't care what you say now.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand back. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, you feel better?
Bigger. There we go.
Thanks.
Hurry up. Oh, man, this place is falling apart.
Yeah, I don't think we should grab this stuff fast.
Look, there's boxes.
Yeah.
And it's got ice cream in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Not good.
Hey, these have got, like, sprinkles in it. I'm grabbing the sprinkles.
But we got to get out of here.
Man, don't stand there. Don't stand there. Listen, move.
Okay, I'm moving.
Move.
Where I'm going?
Oh, dude,
okay.
Fill
your pockets and get your backpack.
I know.
Let's get out of here now.
Shut up. Let's go. Hold on. Look.
What?
There's a dead dude.
Oh, damn.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's gross, man.
The zombie mutant got him and ate his brains. Ugh.
Hey, man, check it out. Mm-hmm. I found the lockbox with their money in it.
Oh, yeah?
Look, there's a whole bunch of money in here.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't worth anything before all this crap happened.
That's a good point.
Let's go.
Man, I think this building's coming down.
It's definitely coming down. Come on.
Right on. Go. Come on.
Go down.
Oh, crap.
Go.
Come on.
Go your tail. Out the door.
Out the window.
Out the door.
You all right, man? Matt, you all right?
I think so. Oh, wow. If that blackbird is a sign from the universe.
Yeah.
It must be telling us to wash our ass.
To wash our ass?
No, not to wash it, to watch it.
Don't be dumbasses
and walk into a building that's falling down.
Right, well, shit salad, right?
Yeah, shit salad. Wait, oh, Angus, look.
What?
Behind the store. Look.
Dude.
Look.
Dude.
It's an ice cream truck.
We went to car lots to find cars that were not there.
Dookie piles.
And went to an ice cream store to find a tight-ass
ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hybrid V8. Look.
Wow.
It's a hybrid V8.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Do you think it still works?
I don't know. Half the store just fell on it. Yeah. Let's go see.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
oh
man,
nice.
It's a beauty, man. It's still in pretty good shape.
Get in.
All right.
Holy cow,
man. Oh.
Still in good shape.
It's nice to be inside. Look at how it's coming down.
I think she's going to work.
Can't even see out the window. It's so black.
Yeah.
Man, there aren't any keys. Damn it. There aren't any keys.
No, hold on.
No keys.
Calm down.
I brought
some tools.
Wait, you know how to hotwire an ice cream truck?
Yeah. You know when we explored the Northtown Mall?
Yeah, the sludge pile. There were
some books that survived from the Barnes & Noble. And I found a couple of good ones.
You learned how to hotwire an ice cream truck from reading a book.
Yep.
Cool.
Here we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got it. You did it. We got a vehicle and it works,
man. We're mobile. We're mobile. Ow. It pays to read.
Hell yeah.
Oh, damn.
Just trying to pull me out the window. Go.
I'm going. We're stuck.
We're stuck.
Turn on all the lights, man. Quick.
They
were getting through.
This is not covered jerky stick. Man, why'd you turn on the ice cream song?
I didn't mean to. I was trying to turn the lights on.
Right.
It was close. Are you all right?
Yeah, I got snot on my fist and glass down my pants, but I'm good, man.
Yeah, those things
are gross. We finally got a vehicle, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we go get our two-seat bike?
I don't know, man. I think we got the best thing we could possibly have.
Yeah.
Look at this thing.
Give me some time with it. One of the books I found at the Barnes & Noble was called Upgrading Your Vehicle for Post-Apocalyptic Circumstances for Dummies.
Really?
I think I got a bunch of the stuff we need, too.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, I guess blackbirds are lucky.
Oh, yeah.
we had struck gold with the ice cream truck, and Dave, with the help of Bozo and my dad, managed to take that simple vehicle and turn it into a beast of a machine, fully armored and equipped with high-powered lights, including a spotlight that we found in a shed right behind a strip club, I guess. Thanks to some ingenuity, the engine even ran on garbage and urine. Pretty smart, huh? It pays to read, kids. We had spent a few weeks collecting food, water, and other items for the ice cream truck before we felt ready to leave our home and the clock tower and head out into the world. On the eve of the morn that we had decided to leave, we awoke to the sound of Bozo barking.
Come on, somebody shut that damn dog up. Seriously.
It's okay, Bozo.
Oh, you guys are all up. What the hell's the deal, man?
Those damn mutants have found us out, boy.
Yep. Oh, no.
They gathered a mass outside.
Is the ice cream truck safe?
It's as safe as we are.
The worst is
they're trying to beat the door down right this second.
The door to this place?
Obviously.
Man, they shouldn't be able to find a door in a clock tower obelisk, should they?
Well, they did.
Do we have any lights? Where are our flashlights?
They're in the ice cream truck.
We don't have any flashlights?
We got a couple, but if you look outside, you'll see that a couple ain't gonna do it.
There's a whole army of ugly buggies out there.
There's like 100 of them out there, you guys. How'd they find us?
No idea, but they're busting through the door downstairs.
Well, what can we do? What can we do? Can we get to the ice cream truck?
Maybe if we hurry, but they're beating that door pretty hard.
Look at your stuff. We have our stuff. Everything's packed, right? Let's go, Dad.
Here,
are you ready to go?
Calm down, you jackass. You got to breathe. Take nice, steady breaths.
Okay.
Got to keep your head.
All right, Dad. Thank you. Thank you.
They just broke part of the door.
Oh, son of a bitch. Bang the
f*** out of here. Quit shoving me.
Right. Go, go, go.
Come on, Bozo. Hurry up, you guys.
Figures.
We'll make it down to the ice cream truck. We can get out of here.
Trap door's right by the damn door for the damn obelisk.
They're busting through. I can see their ugly faces,
too.
Hurry up. Oh, help me. I'll help you. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Here we go. Yeah. Come on, hurry up.
They're
busting through. Go.
Go.
Go. Hurry up. Get in the car, Dad. Get in the damn car.
The zombie's up at the top of the ramp, too. Hurry up.
Everywhere. Bozo. Bozo, get in the car. Hurry up. They are everywhere. They're blocking the exit now.
Well, I'm not going to stop to ask them to move.
All right.
Yeah.
Get them, man. Get them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, jeez, man. Holy. Whoa. Look, that guy's head just rolled right over the hood.
Oh, damn. Now where? All the roads are really tore up.
Try the freeway, man.
How are we going to get to it? All the exits are destroyed, looks like.
Let's just find one.
Totally destroyed.
We'll just find another one. Oh, shit, man. Look, it's a big bear mute-looking thing.
These things are like Visa cards. They're everywhere I want to be and always trying to f*** my soul.
Well said, man. There's like 1,000 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait. I think that was my old boss. I think he turned into one of those big bear mutant guys.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or that zombie mutant guy ate my boss and stole his tie, which either way is fine.
Oh, yeah. Someone man that spotlight up top.
Come on.
Let's see if we can get out of the road. Get up there and get
on
the
trail,
somebody.
I'm going to do it.
I got nowhere else to go.
We're
gathering like mosquitoes at every picnic I've ever been to.
Yeah, you are bad with mosquitoes. Yeah. Bye, Dad. Have fun.
Oh, there's so many of them.
My dad's up there with a giant flashlight, man. A giant flashlight.
There he is.
Oh, check it out. Look at he's getting them.
Oh, heck yeah.
Getting out of the way. Excellent, man.
Works great.
That's so bright.
It's not
going
to be enough, though. We're going to start hitting some. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on,
Dad. Hold on, Mr. Blackbird.
Hold on.
Oh, jeez. Whoa.
Oh, these guys are huge. Yeah. Glad you put armor on this thing.
Oh.
Doesn't look like it's going to hold up, though. Whoa. Oh, wow.
Lots of gas.
Oh, there's a monster on the roof, man.
Yeah.
There's a mutant on the roof with my dad.
Well, take a flashlight and get the hell up there.
I'm going to Dad. Dad, there's a zombie mutant right behind you, Dad.
Where I got to go?
Right behind you, there's a mutant. Don't worry, I got him, Dad. I got him. My flashlight's not working. I grabbed one flashlight and it doesn't even work. Dad, swing that giant light around this hood.
You don't need to yell at me. I'm looking right at you.
Whoa. Man, it exploded all over me. That light blew it up, man.
Yeah, that's really
that's
cool.
Awesome. Thanks,
I like
Dad.
That. No problem. I'm getting back to them.
You got it covered out here, Dad?
All
right, looks like you're good. I'm getting off the roof, Dad. Wow, how we doing in here, man?
Every time we clear a new path, a new batch of takes its place. Right, hold on, guys.
Whoa.
Oh,
you just splattered that thing.
Look,
your blood is yellowy brown.
I mean, look, it's all over the windshield.
It's just gross. Whoa, man, there's one on the side. It's on my side. On the door again. Damn it, they're always trying to pull me out the window.
Shouldn't get through the armor.
Okay. okay?
He'll be fine.
Oh, he's really trying hard.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, man. Oh. Okay, Rich, you just ripped that shit off like a Band-Aid and threw it, man.
That kind of lowers my confidence level.
Yeah, me
damages
too.
Damages my calm.
He's ugly, man. Look at how ugly he is.
Yeah, I see
looks
it.
Looks like his insides or his outsides. Looks like something Bozo would throw up, man. Gross.
Get it off.
He's got hair all over it. Ah.
Grab a damn flashlight and get it off the damn ice cream truck. Ah. Put the flashlight in his face.
I can't reach it.
Get out of here, you punk.
Oh, man, thank you.
You're welcome.
You saved me.
Now, hold on.
Okay.
I see an on-ramp. We're going for
it. Go for it, man. Hold on, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're steamrolling them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the last of the mutants are behind us, man.
Oh,
damn, it's on the hood. It's on the hood.
Dad,
get the spotlight on this thing.
I can't reach it. It's a bad angle.
Damn, it's busting through the windshield.
You're trying to get me, man.
Hold on.
You threw it off. It fell off. Go.
I'm going. Let's go.
Oh, man.
All right, we're on the freeway, too.
That sucks so bad, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I say man a lot, but I think that sucked.
Yeah, it did. All right, well, we got a freeway to ourselves. Where to?
Well, we got all this vast space. I guess, I don't know, man.
Well, look at the size of these potholes. You could park an airplane in them.
Yeah, well, this is Spokane. I think it was like that before the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's true. Is your dad good up there?
Yeah, you should have seen him, man. He looked like Rambo. It was funny with the flashlight, though, a giant flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll probably stay up there for a while, man.
All right. You still want to head south to California?
Yeah, California. I don't think we should go on any roads that lead over any bridges, though.
Yeah, definitely
I don't think
not.
They'll be there, man.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, let's head to California.
There's got to be some humans left in that giant state.
Yeah.
We got to head west a little bit before we can get south.
Yeah, we're going to go by Ritzville, man, I think. I got a buddy who, well, I guess he used to live there.
Yeah,
he would have been such a useful dude in this situation. He was always telling everybody about the end of the world and how to protect yourself and all that good stuff. Wish I would have listened.
Yeah, I remember Jake. He's got big guns.
Yeah.
You know, flashlights are great and all, but we need to find something that will blow these bastards up.
You know, when I was up there with my dad, that big flashlight, when it got close enough, it did blow up one of those guys.
Oh, yeah? Well, you gonna lug that on your back?
No. Man, I wish I had some of my meth head friends around.
You know, Ted?
The chemists, they were always blowing shit up, like their houses and stuff.
Whatever, man. It was probably one of those dumbasses that actually did all this.
Right.
It's probably Ted.
You think Ted turned the sky black?
Yeah. I don't recommend chemistry for dumbasses.
Man, it gets all post-apocalyptica.
Yeah. Hey, by the way.
What?
This vehicle, it has an iPod.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Nope. Whoever was driving this thing had his iPod connected to the stereo, and I think there's some songs in it.
Yeah, there sure is, man. Let's see. Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Right on. I love Soundgarden.
Yeah,
Chris Cornell.
Right
Black
on.
Hole Sun.
Won't you come...
Wait, we are living in a black hole,
yeah.
So I don't really want to sing that song.
That doesn't sound appropriate for our current situation.
Actually, it seems way too appropriate. Perhaps Chris Cornell knew something that we didn't know.
Oh, yeah, right on. Must have. Let's see, what else we got in here? Oh, we got some Tool in here.
Yeah.
Anima.
Oh, man, that's that song about how Maynard, the singer, wants to see the world kill all the humans.
Oh, yeah, learn to swim. Yeah, learn to swim.
Whatnot.
I don't think that's appropriate either. Let's see. There's some R.E.M. What is it? End of the World as We Know It. Man, did the artists cause the world to turn into a big piece of crap with their bad vibes?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, we got lots of bad stuff in here.
Yeah, it looks like they turned their thoughts into reality via their negative themes and imagery, magnified on a global scale.
All right, that sounds like that secret crap that I heard on Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, even Bozo knows it's a scam.
Yeah, whatever. Don't give up on the music. I need something that makes me feel better that I'm still alive for surviving the apocalypse.
All right, let's see what
now,
we got here.
You know, I want something good.
All right, I'll find something. He's got lots of stuff in here. Let's see. U2 has got a song. Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
No.
That doesn't really ring
No, I don't
want to
hear that.
Pantera, By Demons Be Driven. I just drove over some damn demons.
I don't want to do that
one
either.
This was an angry dude, huh?
I love
driving
Pantera.
An angry ice cream truck.
Die bait.
I don't think anything's going to make us feel better on here, man.
Yeah, probably not.
Now, here's a song that's called Deicide.
Deicide.
Deicide. Isn't that killing your God?
Yeah, something
I'm pretty
like
mad
that.
At God right now. Let's try this.
Yeah, play the track.
Right on.
Heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
Guitar.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like Pantera. Get up.
Open the door.
Oh, damn. Okay, I'm gonna turn that right off.
That sounded like one of those things that just tried to kill us was singing a song to us.
Yeah, it was hardcore.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Metallica in here. Creeping Death, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Fade to Black, Leper Messiah. Christ, I feel like a Leper Messiah right now.
Zombie Mutant Messiah. I don't want to hear anything that's mean and negative and reminds me of the creepiness of reality.
I don't know what I'm going to tell you, man. There's a lot of stuff in here that's going to make you cry, I think.
Do you want to just sing the theme song to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood with me?
Yes, I do.
That song always cheers me up.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, man. A glass of orange juice after a childhood nightmare and bedwetting session. Oh, yeah.
You ready to sing?
Actually, I found a good one in here, man. Sovereign Citizen. It's called Bridge Builders.
All right, there we go.
We drove for days, refueling with garbage that we found on the side of the road and scavenging anything we could find to eat from the few remaining structures that existed. We crossed through the back roads and the trucker freeways, and we made our way to California.
Hey there, big guy.
Yeah.
I've been driving a while. I think I want to stop, stretch my legs.
You want to switch again?
No, let's just rest for a minute. This whole damn state seems like it's on fire or burnt. This seems like the only place it isn't.
That still just might be leftovers from the Schwarzenegger era.
That's weird how all the plants are growing different.
Yeah.
But it's still giving off some kind of oxygen. It just feels different. Don't you feel different now?
Yeah, the air's different. Yeah. Everything's different. The sky's black, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, I know. Hey, man, look.
Hold.
Dude, a cow.
Yeah.
A cow.
Wait, hold calm down. Hey, come back, you dumb bastard. Come back. Oh, what the hell just happened?
I dropped him on his head a lot.
Obviously.
I blame myself.
You probably should blame yourself. I'm gonna go get him.
He's my idiot.
Watch Bozo.
Got it.
That stupid guy always doing stupid crap. Angus! Angus, you moron!
Cow.
Come here!
Little cow.
Get the hell back in the vehicle!
Little cow.
What an idiot. Angus!
It's a nice cow. That's a nice cow.
No, it's not.
Look, man, it's another living creature that's not all messed up.
Get back to the
wrong.
Right.
What's wrong? They're all messed up. Demon cow.
No.
They know I love cheeseburgers and want revenge.
Get in.
Come in. It's good to ram us, man.
Prepare for impact. Whoa.
Where the hell was that?
Those cows just blew up.
Oh, no way,
oh,
man.
Dear.
Exploding mutant cows?
Yeah.
What next, man?
I can't take it anymore.
Hey,
damn
Smurgan.
What?
Look.
What?
Up the road.
Oh, hey.
It's a dude with a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
And a Camaro.
All right.
Hey, man, let's go say hi to him.
Hey,
come
hey,
on,
hold
hurry
on
up.
Before you go running around like a fool again.
Come
hey,
on, he saved
back,
us.
Back.
Let's go. Come on, hurry up.
Come back.
He's just
what
a stupid
moron,
idiot.
Geez.
He used to peel paint chips off the side of the house and eat them.
Yeah.
I blame that.
I believe it.
And me dropping him about 80 times.
You're a bad parent, now.
Yep.
Well, I ain't chasing him this time.
Hey, dude. Thanks, man. You saved our lives. Oh, I thought we were goners. We thought we were the only humans left on Earth.
Obviously you're not.
I know. That makes my day. Are there more like you? Are there any women, perhaps? What made all this crap happen? What's going to happen next? Who does number two actually work for? Do you have any food on you? We have a dog named Bozo. I wet the bed. I love you. Why are humans so emotionally fragile?
Please.
Whoa, whoa.
Shut your noise all right, all right now.
All right, whoa.
It's not safe to stand here and talk.
I guess
follow
not.
Follow me if you want to live.
All right, I'll get back in my ride and I'll
Jesus
follow you. It's nice to meet you, fellow human.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Finally met a person. Look at these jackasses, your chickens in the car. Chickens? Chickens, he's cool, man. Should've came out with me. You guys are the biggest wimps of all time, you know what I'm saying?
All right. You did notice that he put a shotgun in your face.
Yeah,
right.
Now he wants us to follow him to his hideaway.
Oh, boy.
His hideout. Bat cave.
Your safety meter is way broken, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But the truth of the matter is, he's not a mutant.
Right.
We're not alone on this earth.
Yep.
And he saved us.
Right.
And that's good enough for me at this point.
All right. What do you think, Gus? Should we listen to Paint Chip Boy over here?
Yeah, the guy did save us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
Paint Chip Boy.
Yeah, it's not the time. No. Let's see what this guy's about.
All right.
We followed the newly found stranger and his black Camaro for a few miles and came to the remains of a strip mall nestled behind a large hill. We parked our vehicles around the back, and the stranger showed us inside.
Come on in.
Nice place you got here, man. Yeah. Very homey.
Indeed. Thank you for the rescue.
Yes. Yeah, man.
I'm Dave. This is Gus Blackburn, Sr.
That's my dad.
And my dog, Bozo.
That's my dog.
I guess our dog, Bozo.
That's my dog.
And you met Angus, who is Gus's son.
Yeah, that's me, man. I'm Angus. Yeah. I'm Angus. What the hell happened to the planet, man? Where
Angus.
Is everyone?
Oh,
are there any others left? What are
Angus,
we supposed to do,
down.
Man?
Angus,
I'm sorry.
Quit pestering the man.
I'm sorry. I'm just excited to see another person alive.
Look, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't catch your name.
My name is Dayton. Dayton Zess.
Right on.
It's not safe to stay here either. You want to eat something and get on the road. Stay moving. You want to head northeast. South is bad.
Well, we're sticking together right now, right? You're my hero. I love you.
Angus.
We're the last people alive. We need to stick together. We can go northeast together,
Angus,
right?
Angus, calm down. You are going insane.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying we should stick together.
We're not the last people alive. There are more survivors.
Really?
They've been shipped and collected in New Jersey.
What?
In Montana.
New Jersey is the safe haven in a big chemical apocalypse?
Yeah.
Is that ironic?
I don't know.
I don't know anymore either.
Yeah, ever since that ironic song from Alanis Morissette, I've been very confused about ironic.
Me too.
I think the only thing ironic about that song is that the song doesn't have anything to do with irony, and it's called ironic. I think that's irony.
Yeah, it's too bad we didn't stick around Eastern Washington and head a little bit more east. We just came from Eastern Washington, right by Montana.
You know, remember when I told you, hey, we should go to Montana? Remember when I was like,
what?
Hey, we should go to Montana, and you were like, let's go to California?
What?
Somebody had to live there, but I was like, no, Montana is where safety is, not California. I just know it. And you guys were like, no, let's go south.
Did you really just open your mouth and say something that stupid to two people that know you didn't say that?
What?
You believe it, too. You believe what you just said, right?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I said, let's go to Montana, and you guys like, no, California.
Wow.
He's always been this way. It was the last time I dropped him. Wait. It was one too many.
Wait, what way? Drop me?
Yeah.
You dropped me?
Yeah.
Like as a baby?
Yeah.
A bunch of times?
Yeah.
What?
I don't really remember the last time that much. I was pretty hammered. But your giant melon, it was what broke my fall.
My head?
As I fell down 3 flights of stairs. I remember
what?
That. You didn't even cry.
What?
You didn't cry. You just stared at me and drooled.
Is this why I'm bad at math?
Probably. It's also why I had to wear a helmet to your senior prom.
Hey, you guys, can we get back to moving the plot line forward?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, sure. Whatever.
Really nice reminiscing with you, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right. Now, Mr. Zess, we came from around Montana.
Yep.
And it might benefit all of us if we traveled together. Although
right.
You do seem kind of like that lone wolf, troubled traveler like in that movie Road Warrior type. We don't want to cramp your style either. I mean, he's weird.
Right. We want you to feel comfortable and whatnot, you know.
I'm fine with traveling together.
Right.
I just don't like to talk much.
Oh.
I might not be much of a conversationalist.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's
Angus
fine.
Here can't stand the sound of silence.
No, not really.
He can't stand the voices in his head or something.
Definitely
so
not.
He'll talk enough for everyone.
Yeah.
Of course, that might be a big deterrent for you. I mean, it might drive a person to go commit homicide, which I can relate to. You know what I mean?
Hey,
so, if you don't want to hang with us, we understand.
Yeah, no big deal. No hard feelings.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, you're kind of hard to hang out with sometimes.
Oh, you're crazy in the head.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, I'm the crazy one, Dad. Oh,
yeah,
you can be quiet, you baby-dropping Bigfoot lover.
I love them monkeys.
Now, come
on. I'm proud of it. I love them.
Come on, come on. We don't have time to go into the backstory of your father's Bigfoot sex scandals.
Oh, well, man, everybody knows the backstory by now, man. They know my dad is the most famous Bigfoot sex junkie on the planet.
I love them monkeys.
Oh, you're that, Angus Blackburn Sr.
You know it.
See, I told you, even my hero, Dayton Zess, knows my dad's a sex junkie.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I meet people. I'm just the kid of the sex junkie. My dad loves Sasquatch Nookie.
Amen.
You're a pretty weird bunch, you know that?
Yeah.
Kind of sucks you're some of the last humans alive on Earth.
You know, I'm not really that weird. not nearly as weird as these guys. Why don't we talk about trading some food? We got some food
I'm
to
hungry.
Trade. You got any food to trade?
Absolutely.
I can't.
This place used to be a Salvation Army.
All right.
So there were a couple of rooms that weren't destroyed with a bunch of food in it.
Oh, right on.
The bad news is, it's all the not-so-popular foods.
Let's see what you got here. Okay, I'm starving. I don't care what it is. Let's see. We've got a bunch of stuff. And I found out I got dropped in my head a bunch of times.
Oh, get over it.
And so it doesn't even matter. Let's see. Canned spinach. Not my favorite.
Yum.
But you know, whatever. Pickled and diced tripe. What the hell's tripe?
Isn't tripe cow brain?
Ugh. Okay. Canned pumpkin. That doesn't sound very good.
No, it's not.
Man, who gives cow brains to people that are needy?
I don't know.
And pumpkin paste, man, to the poor and hungry. That's kind of weird.
I don't know. Look, there's some sardines
In
a jar. Some kind of animal part that's been pickled.
That doesn't seem good. And we got some spam.
Yep.
All right. We'll give you spam. Deviled beef paste.
Yeah.
What the hell's deviled beef paste?
It's like a slimy liquid spam.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
What's this, canned okra?
Yeah.
Okra. What the hell's okra?
It's a vegetable.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now we're talking. Well, Mr. Zest, can I trade you something for this okra in a can?
No, you can have it. Take it.
All right. Well, I got my can opener right here. I'm so hungry. I'll eat it right now. Down the hatch we go.
He doesn't like it.
You all right there, buddy?
I think so.
Not everybody likes okra, that's for sure.
Oh, God.
Especially raw in a can like that. Ew. Not my cup of tea.
Tastes like snot. Harry. Freaking snot. Tastes like hairy snot.
Yeah. I would have rather had the cow brain or the deviled beef paste over okra any day. In fact, I'll take a few of those pickled, whatever the hell they are, and some sardines, if you don't mind.
Be my guest. There's some dog food in the back as well.
Well, thank you.
Should have eaten that.
Well, I gotta ask you, Mr. Zess, what do you know about what happened to the world? We were just cleaning our basement. We all passed out and woke up to the world being destroyed. We've learned very little. And it's obvious there's mutants going on, but other than that and the water being acid, we don't know what the hell's going on at all. Nothing.
Well, I can't tell you much more other than I met some people in Los Angeles that said the military did something to the moon and the atmosphere.
Really?
With a test. Something like that. It had something to do with Nikola Tesla.
Right.
I don't really know anything else.
Tesla. Isn't Tesla like an 80s band that used to sing that song, Signs? Signs, signs everywhere. Signs rocking up the scenery.
Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla was a genius inventor. He passed away quite a while ago.
Wow.
Thanks to him, we have the technology that we have today, or we had yesterday. Anyway, he was the father of electricity, Angus.
I thought Thomas Edison was the father of electricity, or Ben Franklin or something.
No, Nikola Tesla is the guy that in the future, if we can rebuild this mess, they'll look at and say that was a genius.
All right, well, what is this, like an electrical thing or something? What's going on then, Nikola Tesla?
I don't know. Nikola Tesla invented all sorts of stuff. Remote control, radio, wireless communication, robotics. He harnessed AC electrical currents. He made today's engines possible.
Really?
He even claimed that he had a death ray. It's probably the death ray.
A death ray?
Yeah.
Man, what a jerk.
Yeah.
Who'd ever build a death ray?
He's been dead for a long time, and he warned that some of his technologies were end-of-the-world kind of technologies.
So somebody actually used one of his devices, then?
Well, we're all just speculating, I guess. You don't really know, right, there, Dade?
No.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't be just anybody if it was some of Nikola Tesla's, though. Only the military, and maybe some corporations would be able to use one of his devices. Because as soon as Tesla died, a whole bunch of his patents became top secret and confiscated.
Yeah. I don't like to speculate. I know the sky is black, the tides have stopped, and the whole planet is pretty much burned to a crisp. The why isn't as important to me as how fast I'm going to get to Montana and find my sister.
Your sister? You got a sister?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a true enough cause for me to go risk my life for. Let's go find your sister.
You got a sister? In Montana?
I think so. She should have survived. I know she knows how.
Good enough for me.
All right. Let's go to Montana.
All right.
Can we stay here tonight?
Well, we can sleep in shifts here, but it's not that safe. We're open on three sides. And don't let the calm atmosphere fool you. There are lots of beasts out there tonight.
You know, man, that reminds me. We noticed you have a particular way of killing things. Guns that we have don't really do anything with bullets, but, you know, we use flashlights and that kind of burns your skin, but you just blow the crap out of them. How do we get to do that?
You can use fire. They burn well.
No, no, I don't trust anyone in the Blackburn family with fire. There's a reason for their last name, and that's part of it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, where did you come across the guns that you got, man?
I found them in a military bunker hidden in the hills, a secret testing facility.
Cool.
Here's one of the best ones for handheld stuff with these damn mutants.
Now, what is it?
It's a flare gun.
That's probably not a good idea to give to him. I sleep so horribly knowing he has a shotgun.
Oh, man.
It kills me.
Whatever. It's a flare gun. It's like the sparkler of firearms, man.
Not with these guys. They hate him. And it burns them quick.
Really? Well, I'll take the first watch then. You guys get some sleep.
All right. I'll take the next shift.
Good night, Angus.
Good night, man. Hey, will you make sure and feed Bozo?
I got it. I'll feed him.
Yeah, whatever, Dad. Try not to drop him on his head.
Who was that? What the hell was that?
You should check on your friend.
Angus, I'm going to do that. I'll be right back. I'm going to find my way around here. Angus! Angus, you're on fire, you moron! Wake up! You set yourself on fire!
Oh, damn! Ah, wow, put it out! Me and some women and then some kids first!
Get on the ground and roll, you idiot!
Yeah, I'm trying.
No, you're not doing it right.
It's not
here,
going
I'll
out.
I'll help you.
It's
hold
not
on.
Going out. Help!
Here I come
help.
To save the day.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm just helping
what
you.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm putting the fire out.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of going out, but
yep.
You're...
Just shut up. Just deal with it.
What's wrong with you?
I'm saving your life.
Oh, God.
Saving your life.
That's horrid.
That's not so bad.
Worst day of my life ever.
I felt
that was
nice.
Hardcore. Yeah. I hate you and I love you.
Yeah.
Same time and with as much passion.
That's fine.
I'm telling you.
I think you guys may have made us a bit more visible than we were before.
Oh, damn. We have company.
Oh, no. It's those big-ass cow mutants, man.
It's a whole herd of them.
Yeah.
Plus some mutant farmers, it looks like.
Weird.
We're going to have to fight our way out of here.
Oh, man.
Angus, go wake up your dad.
All right.
Here, Dave.
Whoa.
Use this weapon.
What the hell is this thing?
It's a gun.
It's a big gun.
Yeah.
I thought bullets weren't enough to kill these guys, though.
These bullets will.
All right, then. Why don't I just pull the trigger here? Oh, heck yeah. That's got the power. Holy cow. Yeah. All right.
Come on, Dad. Wake up. The shit's hitting the fan.
Where are I gonna go?
The shit, Dad. It struck the fan, and there is shit everywhere, flying around the room. Come on. We gotta go to the truck.
Why do you smell like pee-pee?
Now, the flare gun went off, and then Dave had to pee on me. Come on, hurry up.
Okay. I'm coming. I got the spotlight. When we get there, I get the spotlight.
All right, Dad, you got it.
Good.
Take the zombies.
All right.
Take some of them off.
Okay.
All right. Nice shoot.
Hey, Dad, should I be having this much fun?
Might as well enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Hey,
take that zombie here. All right.
There's too many of them. They keep coming.
Let's try and get to the vehicles.
No, we won't make it if we both go.
Come on.
I'll hold them off.
I'll get your car and I'll bring it around. Toss me the keys.
Here, just get my sister. No matter what.
I'll be right back with your car. I promise.
It's a key that looks like a skull. That's when this starts.
All right, I'll be right back.
Just go. Take that, you mutant bastards. Yeah.
Dave.
Yo.
Dave, over here.
Hey, I'm going to bring Dade's car around. You take Bozo.
Okay, now you take Bozo.
Or I'll take Bozo.
Yeah, you
Let's
take
get out of here, Bozo.
All right, hold on, Dad. We're going to take these creatures out. Hold on. Shine that light, Dad. Shine it on Dave. Help him out. Man, look how many mutants there are, man. Dave's already there. He's getting out of the car. Looks like Dave's in trouble. Oh, man, I'm going to help him. I got to go help him. Oh, I got this flare gun, you dirty bastard.
He's
Angus!
Angus!
Yeah!
Angus!
Oh, yeah!
Dade's down!
Oh, yeah!
Angus!
What?
Dade!
Oh, damn, I'm coming, man.
I watched him get him. There were mutants with wings. They swooped down and got him right in the head.
Just leave me here.
No.
Go.
Not
out of here. Get to Montana. Go to my sister. Her name is... Her name is Alexi.
We're getting to Montana together. Come on, hurry up. Pull him with me.
I got him. Let's go. Let's drag him.
Don't stop till we're clear. All
right, man. There's zombies everywhere.
Yeah, there's winged ones.
Look out, Dad. There's zombies in the sky.
Here, put them in the Camaro.
All right, man. Get in there, Dave.
Okay.
Man, you're going to make it.
You'll make it.
All right, I'm going to get in the truck, and we'll meet wherever we meet.
All right, let's just get out of here.
All right. Holy crap, man. I've never seen so many mutants. They're still out there. I see them all over the place. Oh, my God. The Camaro's right in front of us. Dad!
Yeah.
You okay up there?
Yeah,
damn, this has been just one nightmare after another. Oh, damn. Oh, man. Those mutants are running right for him. Oh! Oh, no, they flipped it. They hit the car and flipped him over. Oh, my God, it's rolling. Dave, I gotta stop. I gotta get out. I gotta get out. I don't have any weapons. I don't have any weapons. Dad, shine that light on him. Shine that light on us. Dave,
be careful.
Dave, man, are you all right, man? Dave, you can hear me, man?
What the hell was that?
Oh, no.
Holy crap.
Dave.
Angus.
I'm glad you're all right, man.
Dade says he was thrown out of the car.
No, man. He's in the hands of the uglies now. They got him.
Oh, no.
They took him into the night.
The spotlight's starting to flicker out, boy. Hurry up.
All right, Dad.
I'm getting out.
Man, the beasts are starting to gather around again, man. They're out there.
Here, Angus, take the gun.
All right.
Shoot those bastards if they come even close.
How do I use it?
Dade said there's a black bag in the trunk. He said we need to take it with us.
Yeah, it fell out on the ground, man. But we got to get out of here. There's gas leaking out. And according to Hollywood, that makes cars blow up. So hurry up. Let's go.
I got hurt kind of. Oh, damn, the spotlight went out. Hurry up, hurry up.
Bag. Help me with this bag.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
I'm coming.
Help
I'm
me
coming
drag
out.
It, will you?
Come on, let's go.
We got to hurry.
Come on, boys. We got to go. I saw a whole flock of those flying mutants coming in from the east.
Right on.
Get it in the truck. Let's go.
Come on, Bozo. Hey, you're not
getting started.
I'm glad you lived, little guy. Come on. Get us out of here.
Come on, turn over, baby. Come on.
What the hell?
What's going on? Come on.
Oh, no.
Now's not the time.
Something's not right. Cause and effect.
What's going on? Why won't it start, man? What's going on?
Like fuel.
What's wrong with the ice cream beast?
We gotta find something to put into the tank. It doesn't matter what it is.
Here, man. Here's my shirt, man. Here,
thanks.
I think I got a couple of the cans of okra still left over. Here, put that in there for sure.
All right, that'll be good. Here. I'm going to be right back.
What are you doing?
Well, somebody's got to go outside and put this stuff
in
the tank.
No, that's insane. Those creatures are everywhere.
I know. Remind me to modify the tank so we can put the garbage in from the inside. If I live. Here, give me the gun.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Here I go.
Good luck. This is insane. Dad, can you see him?
Huh?
Can you see him?
Yeah, he's already to the gas tank.
Son of a... There are so many of those mutants out there. Holy crap. Hurry up, man.
All right, that should be enough garbage for this tank. Oh, my God. There's so many of these damn mutants. Take this, you pieces of crap. All right, let me back in. She should start now.
All right, man.
I threw in my hat. We should be good for a while.
All right, here we go. Come on.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Good job, brother.
No problem.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Spotlight's working.
All right, spotlight's working.
All right.
Oh, damn, there's a whole bunch of them right in front of us.
I'm tired of this.
Throw the high beams on.
I'm
quick,
tired
quick,
of
quick.
It.
Eat artificial sunlight, you walking sacks of forsaken sails. Yeah.
Oh, wow, those guys blew up in the front. That was cool.
All right,
here we go.
Just keep hammering these guys.
Go faster, boy. We've got winged mutants right above us.
Oh, boy.
Burning out the floor, Dad.
Oh, jeez. No.
And these guys are like kamikaze mutants.
I'll say that.
I don't know how much more this vehicle can take of this crap.
They're trying to knock us over.
Yeah, so they can feast on our gooey innards. Hold on. I'm going to try and lose them.
Oh, wow. There's tons of them.
Whoa.
On the ground, in the air.
Jesus, boy, I'm on the roof, you know.
Sorry, Dad, hold on.
Here, I'm going to go through Dade's bag. I want to see if there's something we can use.
All right. Hold on, man, hold on.
Hold on. Jesus.
Jesus.
Look at all this stuff in here. Look at this thing.
What is it?
Jesus, I don't know. It looks like something out of a comic book.
Hold on.
I think it's a gun.
Hold on. Man, these things are disgusting. What are you waiting for, man? Shoot that thing.
All right, I'm going to go up with your dad. Hey, scoot over, Mr. Blackburn.
Huh? What do you got there?
I don't really know yet. Let's find out.
All right.
Aim it and then a pull. Oh. Holy crap, that's cool looking.
Very nice.
Big rainbow came out of the gun.
Whoa! Holy jeez!
Holy crap!
That just leveled all of them.
Wow, that just literally lit up the sky like a bolt of lightning.
Yeah.
And turned them into liquid.
Yeah, liquid ugly.
There's still pieces of them flying in the air. Close. Thank you, Dayton Zess.
We mourn the loss of the only living human we had found so far. We traveled for a few more days from California through Oregon and into Idaho on our way to the rumored safe zone in Montana.